Thomas the Twink Engine, High Speed Rail. Narrative, shitpost, trains, shunting, yearning, size difference, musk, masturbating together but separately, getting railed, roulade, mpreg, begging. The last few streaks of sunlight were shrinking away in the sky over the island of Sodom. Thomas was watching in squirmy silence as Gordon forcefully shunted a dozen giggling goods trucks into a siding, steam billowing as he let out a gruff grunt. The trucks begged for more, but a bemused smirk crept across his face as he pulled away, the pleading desperation in their voices and tearful eyes, mentally catalogued for the next time he needed to pull a load out. Thomas let out a squeak as Gordon passed by. He was easily twice the size of Thomas, and his huge, bulging boiler made comparisons a little embarrassing. Thomas bit his lip, regarding Gordon's bulk, but also the curves and lines of his bodywork. Certainly built as solid as a brick, but a lot more aerodynamic. He tried desperately to muster the courage to say hello, but only managed a whimpering mumble as Gordon passed, grouchily barking, "Good evening, Thomas," as he stormed along the rails. He left a lingering cloud of scented steam in his wake, which Thomas breathed in greedily. The musky tang of hard work and thick salt lingered in his nose. The thought of being shunted around by such a monsteringly large, powerful, older train set his boiler alight, causing him to blush profusely. He looked back at the big, hulking hunk of brutal metal who had stolen his heart, yearning to be a passenger on the girth of his cold, heavy steel. Night fell and the stars lit the way back to Tittenmouth Sheds for Thomas. He mounted the turntable and backed into his shed, ready to settle in for the night. He heard a strained commotion coming from Gordon's shed next door, breathing, muttering something in deep, grumbling moans. Listening astutely, Thomas could just make out what he was moaning. It was Thomas's name. He grunted and groaned, trying desperately to get release, struggling and utterly failing to keep quiet. Thomas continued to listen, stifling his own moans with much more success than Gordon as he played along. Through the thin wall, their voices were two instruments matching rhythm and tempo as hitched breaths swirled around each other, building to a grand mutual crescendo, contented sighs and knowing coy laughter. The next morning, Thomas could hardly look at Gordon, thinking of the rumbling gravel of his voice still sent a warm rush through his boiler, and he spent the morning with his thoughts running wild. It was well into the afternoon before Thomas saw Gordon again. He had been shunting passenger carriages all day, lewdly imagining that it was his buffers getting bumped. Suddenly, he heard a familiar growl from behind. It sent shivers up his wheel arches as a wispy cloud of musky steam enveloped him. Thomas steeled himself as he felt Gordon push firmly against his rear buffers. "Do you want this, my little precious little blue jay?" he murmured in a rusty timbre that seemed to creep low to the ground and then dance along his back, causing Thomas to shiver in trepidation. He hadn't been called a little blue jay since that fateful sleepover back when he was at Train High School. His mind reeled, thinking about those mercilessly brief 7 minutes in heaven with Gordon. Yes, he blurted as a small puff of steam escaped him. "Please rail the absolute goddamn fuck out of me, Gordon. Take your tender little blue jay and turn me into your leaky, used blueberry roulade." Thomas was very chuffed at getting to use the word roulade in his dirty talk. His musings were soon interrupted by the intrusion of a long, hard protrusion. Thomas yelped. It was far bigger than he had expected or prepared for. Gordon gently but firmly applied pressure, growling at Thomas to take it like a good boy. Fighting through the shock and the pressure, Thomas backed up hard against Gordon, his boiler fit to burst under the strain. Then, as though all at once, Gordon slid in, all the way to the hilt with a roar, Thomas mustering a long, low moan as their coupling chains rattled. Gordon pumped hard, his buffers shunting into Thomas again and again and again, almost bending them under the strain and the power. Poor little Thomas barely knew what hit him. The size and strength and force drove him over the edge in mere minutes, squeaking through his orgasm with a whoosh of ecstatic steam. Gordon paused for a moment to regard the mess he was making. "Do you want another one, my little blue jay?" he asked, lofting his voice over his thoroughly wobbly-wheeled playmate.
Yes, please,
he just about managed to squeal, cut off by another grunt-accented thrust. Gordon was getting close, his guttural noises growing less and less defined, losing his grip on words and devolving into a rutting steel beast. Thomas came over and over in the clutches of his big, heavy companion, steam whooshing from him again and again, driving Gordon to the brink.
"Please," Thomas squealed. "Please come and meet Gordon. Please flood my steel guts with your baby train sets. Keep railing me. Don't stop. Don't stop. I need it. I need your hot, sweet..."
Driven over the edge by the squeaky, desperate begging, Gordon erupted in a haze of steam as he came, his voice echoing as it released with his animalistic ecstasy. They sat idle together for a few moments, breathing, basking in each other's noises and murmured appreciations and affirmations. And all was well in Isle of Sodom. The blue, orange, and white flag flapped in the breeze under a Union Jack. The Fat Controller wiped a bead of sweat from his resplendent brow, donning his top hat and licking off his cum-covered hand. "Well," he murmured, having thoroughly enjoyed the show, "I'll be a ding-dong-dang."